Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Beautiful skies this morning, except in Michigan and parts of extreme northern Ohio, where we've got some cloudiness going on. There's actually a few showers occurring just downwind from Lake Erie. But otherwise, everybody else is mostly fair this morning. We have light northerly winds. Temperatures are mostly in the 40s. It's been kind of cool. Looks like we're going to stay that way for at least the first half to middle part of this week. We will expect a bit of a warm-up to take place as we move into the latter part of this week and into the weekend. The best news that I can hand out is it's not going to rain in quite a few of the most important production areas in the region. Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, western Indiana, western Kentucky, all of these areas will see little to no precipitation for the next 5 days. In fact, taking us into the weekend coming up, there will be a chance for some showers at that point, but next week is what everybody's focusing in on now. Looks like our upper air wind flow pattern will change so that storm systems start coming into the region from the southwest. And that southwesterly flow pattern aloft will likely bring two or three storm systems next week into the area, so it'll be a lot wetter. So this next five-day period is so very important, and I'm sure we're going to see some aggressive fieldwork take place across the region. Our temperatures are going to be warming up, but not for a few days. The temperatures are going to run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the region for the next 3 days. There may be some 70-degree temperatures, but they're all going to be out in the western Corn Belt, primarily in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and some immediate neighboring areas. And those will probably start tomorrow, become more widespread as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of this week, but it'll all stay west of the Mississippi River. Our warmest weather to the east of the Mississippi will likely take place as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's when we'll start seeing some 70-degree temperatures occurring. Now, I did kind of leave Ohio out, as well as Michigan and parts of eastern Kentucky, when I talked about the really good weather conditions this week, because those areas will pick up on some shower activity during midweek. It'll be an upper-level low-pressure center that will settle into the region from the north, and as it comes through the region, we'll likely see a good chance for some showers, certainly cloudy skies and some reinforcing cool air. And this will take place during midweek, certainly Wednesday and Thursday of this week in particular. So we won't see such good conditions in that part of the Midwest. And then as we go out into the following weekend, for those eastern areas, we will see some drier air come back into those areas, but we will have, of course, at that point, picked up on some additional moisture running anywhere from about a tenth of an inch to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch from that upper-level low-pressure center. This morning, we're seeing some aggressive rain and thunderstorms occurring in parts of hard red winter wheat country. This includes Oklahoma, especially western Oklahoma, as well as the Texas Panhandle. Some of this region was missed by the last larger storm system that impacted the region, and we're going to see some improvement in soil moisture across southwest Kansas and the Texas Panhandle in particular, and a continuation of good conditions out there in the heart of Oklahoma. And that storm system, though, will take a dive to the southeast, bypassing most of the Midwest, and that's the reason why most of these areas I mentioned before in the heart of our region will likely be dry. But as the system passes to the south, it will likely produce some shower activity in parts of Kentucky and eventually areas just near the Ohio River. This will occur as we go through the middle part of this week, but it's not likely to be very significant. And as I stated before, some of those areas in the central Midwest will likely be totally missed by this storm system. Our low temperatures at night this week will likely run primarily upper 30s and 40s in the far north and 40s in the rest of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.